The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
FM Guardian Radio today. Gabby in your company, and today we're going to have an amazing show. You know why we're going to have an amazing show? Because today's show is about you. You, the listeners and callers of Guardian Radio. It's all about you today. These 2 hours are dedicated to hearing from you, your thoughts and views. So I just want to lay the framework before we get started today. Good afternoon to everyone, those of you listening from around the world. It's always good when I hear the feedback. You know, if you're not in the Bahamas, you can always tune in on the Guardian Radio app or on the Guardian Radio website where we stream live. So wherever you are around the world, you don't ever have to miss a beat. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. So yesterday was a very interesting show on Remark. And for those of you that are missing Garth, he's away. He's on holiday with his mom. So please don't disturb him too much. He's taking a much, much needed vacation, but he will be back to us shortly. So God, our prayers are with you, you know, as you enjoy this much needed time with family. But today's show, we're going to be talking about our members of parliament. Today, callers, you're going to get an opportunity to weigh in on if you are going to return your member of parliament to office or if you are going to send them packing back home. And the reason why we dedicated this show today to that is because the Progressive Liberal Party would have had a church service yesterday celebrating their fourth anniversary in office, their fourth year in office, which means an election is imminent, it's near, it's on the way. Most governments at this tenure are already starting to mobilize their re-election campaigns, which we saw on June 1st, I believe it was Labor Day or 6th. Somewhere around there, the first week of June, the PLP would have launched their re-election campaign where we saw PLPs come out in strong numbers on the Labor Day march to show their and signal their readiness for re-election. But we want to hear from you today, callers. Do you think that your member of parliament deserves a second term in office? We want to hear what constituency you're calling from. We want to hear what the concerns are you may have. We want to hear if they've done an excellent job or if they just was at lunch eating those three pieces of meat my good Uncle Rodney used to talk about. We want to hear from you today. So I'm going to quickly give out the phone lines for you to call in and rate your MP. So the numbers today are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720 or 325-4259. Our text line for those of you that are unable to call is 422-4796. And we already have a caller on the line. I wanted to run through those constituencies who the MPs were to lay the foundation. But caller, I won't keep you waiting. You seem eager to rate your MP today. So let us know. You're live on Guardian Radio today.
Yes, good afternoon. How you doing today?
I am excellent. How are you?
I'm doing excellent also. Yeah, I'm going to rate my MP. My MP, I give it my MP Z plus.
Oh, Lord. Right. Well, firstly, what constituency are you in?
Carmichael.
So, Carmichael, we're going down the list. That's Mr. Keith Bell.
Right.
Keith Bell retained that seat for the Progressive Liberal Party.
By the wave, not by worth. By the wave. And he demonstrated to us that it was only the wave would wave them in, right? And the wave is coming back to wave him out because, you know, Carmichael constituency hasn't felt no viable, decent impact from the fact that Keith Bell was the minister of, the member of this ballot, the member of this constituency and also a cabinet minister in areas that possibly could have impacted.
So, caller, you are not going to be returning your member of parliament to office?
No, definitely not. Because, again, we need a country. We don't really gone are the days when members of parliament were superior over the Bahamian people. Right now, we need a country. So if you are performing, right, for the people, that's what the people are looking for. It doesn't matter who you are, you know, but at the end of the day, the Bahamian people is looking for performance from their members of parliament, and we ain't been getting that. So Z plus for Carmichael.
Thank you.
We'll continue to listen.
Thank you so much, caller. So there you have it. Carmichael, a constituent from Carmichael, says he will not be returning his member of parliament, Keith Bell, to office. But what I really want you all to list as well, callers, when you call in, I want to hear what some of the concerns are. Why aren't you returning your members of parliament to office? Go ahead, caller. Are you returning your member of parliament to office?
Absolutely not.
What constituency are you calling from?
Garden Hills.
Garden Hills. Garden Hills would have been won by Mr. Boleg, Mario Boleg.
Yeah, and I give him an I. I for invisible.
Oh, wow. But Mario has been doing a lot of work in terms of his portfolio as Minister of Youth, Sports and Culture. And so you haven't been feeling your member of parliament presence in the constituency?
He's doing work for his appointment.
But not
for what the people.
So he's working in his ministry, but he's forgetting the people that sent him to parliament.
Thank you very much.
Wow.
You
thank
so
you.
I give him an I. Invisible.
Thank you. Thank you so much, caller. Mr. Boleg, the people say you're working in your ministry, but they don't feel you in your constituency. Sorry, caller, we lost you. You can go ahead and call back. We have a text on the line. What about us, the ones who send text messages? You can go ahead and text your text messages in. If there are concerns in your constituency, if you will be returning your member of parliament back to office, go ahead and send us those text messages as well as those phone calls. Go ahead, caller, you're live. Will you be returning your member of parliament back to office?
Oh, yes, Ms. Jobed Colby.
Jobed Colby Davis, Elizabeth.
She will be returning back by the grace of God.
Why will you be returning Ms. Colby Davis back to Elizabeth?
She take care of the constituency. She see that things get done, the drainage and different things that what's supposed to be done. You can reach out to her anytime, and she is there. And I think she did a good run in this 4 years, would be the more she did a good run. So I'll give her another chance again to go for it again.
Okay. Thank
but
you.
This is an open line, right?
Yes, it is. You have any?
Okay. Another thing. I believe there are lots of people want to go to the family island to visit, but the plane ticket and stuff just to go there.
Too expensive.
It is so high. When you reach over there, I know the food going to be a little higher because they got to take food to the family island, but if the government could do something with the rate and these planes and stuff like that, and then you get a good rate inside the hotel and stuff like that. Because it's so much things to see on those family islands. They are so nice and stuff like that. But when you look on when you go away, it's more cheaper to go to Miami than go to the family island.
It certainly is.
So I think Minister of Tourism should work on something that they could have us going to these family islands to see our beautiful island and stuff like that. Thank you, Ms. Gabby.
No problem. Thank you so much, Carla. Listen, it's open line, so it's definitely expensive to go to the family islands. When people think about, am I going to go next door on that shopping trip to Miami where I could stay right in that little hotel across from Sawgrass Mall, save a couple of my dollars, or am I going to spend $300-$400? I think I paid to go to Bimini the other day was $300.81 round trip. And when you think about it, most times the plane ticket to get to Miami is much cheaper. And then the accommodations is sky high if you're staying at the hotel. So we have some Texas on the line. Good afternoon. Great topic. I just saw my MP 3 months after almost 4 years. I never saw the one before this one neither. Before him. Marathon. I don't see the need to. So that texter is from Marathon. Marathon, they said they will not be returning you back to office. That's a texter coming in. And Marathon is currently held by the Progressive Liberal Party's Lisa Ramming. Lisa Ramming for Marathon. We have another texter that says, Bowlegs needs to show up in community and fairness for other sports. No word on fixing tennis center after years of court battle, but only John Kanuhi's vocal about. And if you were listening earlier this morning, you would have heard Aaron Green and C.A. Nuri talk about the John Kanuhi committee. You would have heard them talk about culture here in the Bahamas. And they spoke a lot to it. Carla, go ahead. You're on the air. I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm fine. This open line?
Yes, it is.
I would not be returning my MP or whoever the MP is for my area, period.
What area are you in, ma'am?
Fort Charlotte.
Fort Charlotte.
I live on Papaw Track. And on Papaw Track, the weeds, the trees are in the road. And there's a road off a Papaw Track named Sherman Drive. Mm-hmm. The road is named after Dr. Sherman and honor him. And the trees are in the road now. The holes are in the road. No one has ever come and do nothing wrong.
Well, your member of parliament doesn't plan on running for office again. So we're not certain who the Progressive Liberal Party is sending in that area as yet.
Yeah, they haven't. There's someone in charge of roads and parks for the sides of the roads with the weeds and the bushes.
Mr. Mikel Buonabi, that's the member of parliament from Mount Moriah.
Okay. No one ever comes. I mean, if you were to drive through Papaw Track, you have to really drive slow at certain points because you don't know who's coming around the trees to come at you. And if you go through Sherman Drive, you have to stop on the side to let some car. And Sherman Drive is a very busy road because people duck traffic from back at Chippenham, and it's a very, very, very busy road. And the bushes and everything is now. I had called the BC people in May and tell them that I saw the trees would grow over the while it was on fire. The lady told me that it takes 5 to 6 weeks for someone to come and cut the trees, and they never came.
Wow. So hopefully they're listening in. We know we have a lot of representatives that tune into Guardian Radio. The lady, the constituent from Papaw Track in Fort Charlotte says they need the verges cleared down. Please clear them down. If you are listening, they need the verges cleared down. Thank you so much, Carla.
There's a well also through St. Albans Drive.
And a well through St. Albans Drive.
Yes,
thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you so much, Carla.
Thank you, too.
So that caller says they will be returning their member of parliament. Well, you don't have to worry about returning him because he is not coming back. He said he will not be coming back there, and we're eagerly awaiting to see who he will be replaced with. Caller, go ahead. Will you be returning your member of parliament to office?
First of all, I would like to say it's refreshing to hear a young voice on the radio And so congratulations, Ms. Gabby.
Thank you so much.
Unfortunately, I will not be returning my Member of Parliament back to office.
Who's your Member of Parliament?
From being in Grahamstown. Listen, we have a rodent problem. We have a garbage issue. And I'm in my mind, I'm trying to think what is our Member of Parliament or what the government is thinking or saying about persons from our constituency like being in Grahamstown. And so for Mr. Watson, tell him park up his bike and have a good vacation.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much, Carla. Mr. Watson, they say they have a rodent problem in being in Grahamstown. The garbage is piling. What is going on? The caller said he will not be returning you back to office. Go ahead, Carla. Will you be returning your Member of Parliament back to office?
Yes, I will.
Who's your Member of Parliament?
Jobeth Colby Davis,
another person who says they will be returning Miss Colby Davis back to office. Busy and Lizzie.
Always reachable, accessible, compassionate towards her constituents.
Okay, Carla.
Very caring.
Excellent Flexible. Things to hear.
100%.
100%. Thank you so much for your call, Carla. Jobeth Colby Davis, I must give it to Jobeth. She gets raving reviews for the most part from her constituents. She is clearly busy in Lizzie. Good day, caller. You're on the air.
I will be returning my Member of Parliament back.
Who is your Member of Parliament?
Say it one more time. Jobeth Colby Davis.
Jobeth Colby Davis. Another one.
JR from Elizabeth Estate.
JR from Elizabeth Estate.
Always reachable. Waking on.
Wow. I saw a video over the weekend. Because they had some weather. I actually wanted to get Miss Colby Davis on the show today, but she did promise that she will be here another time so we can chop it up and really be able to talk to you and answer some of those questions. So I will be letting you know when Miss Colby Davis will be available. She's headed to an energy summit, but she has promised that she will sit down and give Guardian Radio some of her time, so her viewers, so you can definitely chop it up with her, especially when it comes to what's happening with these light bill at BPL.
That sound like her.
Yes.
And I tell you one thing, she don't stop there. She have a lot of potential in her because she actually care about everybody.
Wow.
She leave nobody behind. She take care of the whole area. Whether she responsible for the area or not, she does it.
Wow.
Very caring person.
Thank you so much, caller. Thank you so much. Listen, we got a lot of texts coming through. The texter says, great show. Jobeth Colby is the best MP PLP ever had. More MPs need to take after her. Wow, that is a texter coming in. Texters, don't worry. I'm getting through to your text as well. This texter says, what about, okay, we got that one. It says, my MP was voted as an FNM and he walked the floor and is now COI. It's one that I seriously have to think about because he walked without seeking consultation with his constituents. So that's, if you are unaware, they would be referring to Iram Lewis, who would have been elected as an FNM Member of Parliament for Central Grand Bahama and has since crossed over the floor to the COI. So, Mr. Lewis, if you're listening, this constituent said they have to seek counsel on whether or not they will continue to support you as they obviously would have done. This next tester said, hi, Gabby. The Out Island is more expensive because their BPL bill is higher. Food and gas is higher, so government can control their prices in living accommodations. That comes from a texter. So what are we doing to sustain then our family islanders? How can we plan to go on? We've had successive governments promise family island development. Family, we're going to invest in the islands. We're going to invest in the island. New Providence is one of our smaller islands. And we have everyone pile up on this island. The majority of those 400,000 people can be found on New Providence, on the island of New Providence. We have to start developing these family islands. What's going on in Grand Bahama, Grand Bahamians? I want to hear from you today. What's going on with the investment, the hotel, the Awa Lucayan, Exumians? I want to hear from you today. What's going on? We had a lot of deals promised there. The Sandals is still closed. It was promised only to be closed for 8 months. 8 months later, people are saying the resort is still closed with no sign of relief. Persons are trying now to move back to Grand Bahama. Members of Parliament, come on. What are we doing? Are you going to return these persons back to office? Have they done a successful enough job in the 4 years that they've had? Governments are not promise consecutive terms. I think a lot of times we go into this while we have our national development plan. You are promised 5 years. We need to start setting attainable goals that you can deliver in 5 years to the people, because they hold you to what you say you are going to do. And if you do not deliver what you said you were going to do in 5 years, Bushcrack, MP, you are gone. This next tester says, good show, Gabby. I will not be voting for my rep or anyone to replace them. In Bamboo Town, they are using the government part as a dumping ground for old cars. I tried to call her, but she is the Speaker of the House. Seven Hills in Bamboo Town constituency has serious old car problems. And there is nobody to call. I have never seen her in the community. Bamboo Town is currently represented by the current speaker, Miss Patricia DeVoe, who said she's seeking God's consultation on whether or not she will be seeking re-election, caller. So I don't know if that's why you're not seeing her or haven't seen her in Seven Hills, but Mr. Vo, if anyone from Mr. Vo's team is listening, you are needed in Seven Hills. This next texter says, hi, Gabby. If the PLP get 8 seats, they do good. They will not win the 2026 general elections. But if they win, then I know it only could be God. My God, y'all really think this government has been touting a lot of promises delivered? This is why I've been actively seeking to get some of their representatives, senators, MPs on the show so that we can talk about these things and bring the information to you, particularly when it comes to this cost of living. We spoke about it. We were able to start to speak about it on Remark yesterday. The cost of living in this country is suffocating what is left of the middle class. We cannot continue to go on. Housing costs have risen and the demand has fallen, with numerous landlords opting that their investments will now be short-term rentals. So if it's bad in New Providence, imagine those family islands. Many of the family islanders are complaining they have nowhere to live when they go over to the islands to work. We also hear that on one of the islands, the persons are putting in Bimini, they've been told to evacuate the housing. We have in Bimini persons being displaced because the hotels say, y'all gotta pack up and get out of those residences where we're paying for accommodations and housing for you. But I'm trying to figure out how you could put these persons out who came to work at your resort with the agreement and the understanding that they will have a place to live. If you go to North Bimini, there is hardly anywhere to live. And many of the investments there are owned by foreigners. They're second homes. They're persons that build a house. They don't live there and they are short-term renting them out. So we have hundreds of Bahamians now on the island of Bimini that are going to be displaced. But we're going to take our first commercial break for the day. And before we go, we want to send out the lines one more time. This is the open line for you to call in, rate your MP, let us know if you'll be returning them to office, or call in about any of the issues that you are currently facing within your constituency. Before we go to the break, the lines are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the Family Islands, 242-300-5720. You can also text in your comments at 422-4796. This is Guardian Radio Today with Gabby. We'll be right back.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Popeyes brings you Bold Louisiana Crunch. Our hand-breaded chicken tenders wrapped up in a flour tortilla with lettuce, cheese, and pickles. Available in three bold flavors. Classic, spicy, and honey mustard. Our new wraps prove that big flavors come in small packages. Try the new chicken wrap today. Available for a limited time only.
Great news! Bronze Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Guardian Radio Today is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Popeyes, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
...96.9 FM Guardian Radio Today, Gabby in your company. Today we are chopping it up on an open line asking if you are going to return your Member of Parliament to office. And if there are any concerns that you aren't seeing them address or reaching out. And guess what? I want to take this conversation a step further because the Free National Movement has also ratified, I think, over some 22 plus, maybe 24 candidates. Do you know any of them? Are you familiar with any of them? Are they potential replacements? Will you put them in office? For those of you who said you will not be returning your Member of Parliament to office, are you opting not to vote at all? Or is there some candidates you see that have been ratified by various political parties that you are looking to put in office? Caller, what say you?
Good afternoon, how you doing?
I'm good, how are you?
Great. Camp Road area, Wayne Monroe, one and done.
Freetown.
Yes, ma'am. No representation, no representation. From Shirley Street camp to heading to Camp Road, the roads of, wells. They ain't got no day holes, they wells.
That's wow, is that, are. Is that's how bad the potholes are?
Yeah, no joke. No joke. I haven't seen him around here. And guess what? I don't care to see him. I'm leading towards the COI, the young lady, I forgot her name. I see more of her in this community doing more than Mr. Monroe.
Wow, thank you.
I mean, here it is. She goes to the greatest St. Margaret's Church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm quite sure you have the party support these potholes. Mm-hmm. You understand? I mean, no representation, no.
Maybe it's because they're not feeling the burden of having to buy shocks when you're dropping these holes, fix control arms.
they're using the government car. They're using the people car. So you think they care? When they break down, they go get the next one.
Wow. Thank you so much, caller. Wayne Monroe, caller from Freetown, says they will not be returning you to office. Go ahead. Caller, you're on the air. Will you be returning your member of parliament to office?
Nope.
What constituency are you from?
South Beach.
South Beach, Barkas Road.
Bye-bye. He is out of there. And tell him I want my vote back, too.
Oh, Lord. And you vote for him?
Tell him he's gone. He's finished. And I need my vote back.
Oh, Lord. So will
Will you be voting
in the next election, caller?
I will be. I got to get him out. So I got to vote him out.
Oh, Lord. Barkas. So what's happening in South Beach?
Nothing. That's why he got to go.
What are the issues, though? What are you experiencing?
Just in the roads. Just don't care how to do it.
What the roads everywhere, bud?
We didn't put you there tomorrow and we have coats to get big. We put you there for action.
Action.
So you got
to
go.
Thank you so much, caller. The caller says, Barkas Road. Pack it up. You're gone. South Beach, go ahead, caller, you're live on air. Will you be returning your member of parliament back?
It's kind of difficult for me to really answer your question in that. But by the way, you make a good talk show host.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you can ride the wave. You know, you can take an insult and turn it into a compliment. You're good, man. You're good kid. But it's difficult. I've always been trying to vote for a change, so I really have never been on that side of being accepted by any of the rhetoric that comes from, you know, I realize that both parties run under the same umbrella, and they swear their allegiance when they win to some other entity other than the Bahamian people.
Mm.
So what should the Bahamian people expect?
Well, what constituency are you in? Because due to the way that our system is set up, we vote in constituencies. We send our members of parliament to... We send our representatives, we send who we elect to parliament, they become members of parliament, and the party that is able to caucus the most member of parliament, their leader becomes prime minister. So that's the way, given the current system that we have, caller, do you see yourself, one, voting, and two, if you are voting, which constituency and who are you leaning towards?
I am not leaning towards any of the persons that PLP putting forward, neither the FNM. I live in Sinan's constituency, which is right on the border between Fox Hill and Sinan's. And I don't like the PLP, nor the FNM. But, you know, if I vote for anybody else, because I'm trying to get on the side of Aaron to see if I can write in on my ballot, the candidate that I would like, and they'd be called the spoiled ballot.
Which constituency you said that is, St. Anne's or Fox Hill?
Sorry?
Are you in St. Anne's or Fox Hill?
St. Anne's.
So you're Mr. Adrian White?
Well, no, I'm not Mr. Adrian White.
No, I'm saying that's your current member of parliament.
No, he's not my current member. He's the member of parliament for St. Anne's, not my current member of parliament.
What constituency do you live in?
After the boundaries are cut or now?
Right now, currently, as it stands.
They call this St. Anne's.
Okay.
If they'd given it a name that I could have been more associated with, like an indigenous name, then I could probably have fun with it. But St. Anne's, that's what they call it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that ain't for me to get all heavy with and fall in love with. I hate St. Anne's.
So you're
you know
still
what
thinking...
what those saints used to do to us people? They thought us as being aunts.
So you're still thinking about it and figuring out if you're going to go independent.
It's all colonialism in St. Anne's. All right?
Okay, caller. So you're all still giving it a thought. Thank you so much for your call. Next caller, go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
I am wonderful. How are you doing?
Good. I would give my member of parliament another go at it.
Excellent. Who's your member of parliament?
The Speaker of those of Assembly.
Bamboo Town, man.
Bamboo Town.
The Texans just, or the caller before just say Bamboo Town got more big potholes in it that you could swallow your whole car, your axe gone, your control arm gone, everything gone. What's going on?
Can I say I can't comment on that?
You can't. Why you can't comment on that?
There he is. That might be true, so I can't say he's lying.
Okay.
But I know the first time since Kennedy subdivision was
mm-hmm.
developed. It was paved under this member of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
East Street South from Calvary Deliverance go back to Porky's was paved under this member of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
Zion Boulevard go back to almost to Blue Road was paved under this member of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
I can speak for what I know.
So you returning Patricia DeVoe.
If you have 50 miles of road to pave,
mm-hmm.
and you pay a 45, they don't look at that 45 you don't pay. They look at that 5 you ain't pay. So, you know, that is, you like me, you lie for me. If you don't like me, you lie on me.
What part of, what area of Bamboo Town are you in? Call or text us that they're in Seven Hills?
Jones Heights East.
Okay, so you need to let your representative know if you speak to them that there are some issues in Seven Hills.
But guess what? She has a team. Back on vacation now.
Okay.
She has a team that drives around that just look for things like potholes and garbage and different things. And let me say this. I'm not speaking for her, but I can say this. In a lot of constituencies, I see where they just push the bush back, push the garbage back to the back of the land, back of the property. In Bamboo Town, she cleaned out the property. There are people now can go on their property and cut their foundation and start building if they want the property. Okay, she's a hazard. Right now, as I speak, you can dial the number when you get off.
Mm-hmm.
393-2000. She's in her office now seeing people.
Well, 393-2000, for those of you listening, those Bamboo Town residents. 393-2000. Call your member of parliament. They say she there now.
That is one of the only headquarters that was never closed from after election. Tomorrow will make 4 years.
Mm.
Never closed. And she see her constituents every Monday once she's in Nassau, and they don't have no parliamentary meetings or anything. She sees her constituents every Monday.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So you will be returning Miss Patricia DeVoe back to Bamboo Town.
We don't need no hunters, and we don't need no wells. Government giving us good wells, so we don't need no wells. We get good water. Anybody come on? That's it for you.
Thank you so much, Carla. Carla, thank you for the way. Go ahead. You're live. Will you be returning your member of parliament back to office? Texas, I see you. We'll be getting to you shortly.
Good afternoon, that's Gabby.
Yes, it is, Gabby.
Okay, Poppy, how you doing?
Hi, Papa.
All right. You won?
What happened?
You won today?
Yes,
won,
just won me and you, darling. Just me, you.
Just me and you, okay. Yeah, that's it. So, that's a serious question you are asking, and normally.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, no, let me start this off right. This ain't, I mean, it don't be as much fun. It sounds like a lot of fun. And I'm having fun and listening to it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it can be more fun
mm-hmm.
if you count the people who are in support. And what I'm hearing right now, it
mm-hmm.
doesn't sound like the majority of people is going to return some of these people embarking.
Yeah, we have some that go in and some that come in.
Yeah. So are you counting? Are you?
I keep in track, Papa. What you want? You want keep track for me?
Since you want to be my counter today,
keep track. Right now, Jobet leading in Elizabeth. They say Jobet they love. That's all I've been hearing from Elizabeth. She's visible, and that's a consistent feedback that I've been getting from persons. This isn't Gabby's opinion. These are residents of the Elizabeth constituency that say that Jobet is who they will be returning back to office.
Well, I believe some of them are going to be returned back. Now, to tell you the truth, like especially persons from the government, people like Glennis Anna Martin, although I mightn't be in that constituency. But like I was saying, this is a serious question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to return or who are you going to support? No, we normally say, well, if we think this person go win or what to be. I mean, and this is a straightforward question.
No, you gotta ask. You got one vote, Papa.
For me, I don't know what I could do, Thomas. I reach inside there.
Papa, you still taking for that?
This my PLP party is a kind of a different PLP party right now. What in there? I hear the person say, give them back their vote. I think that's impossible. I don't know how you can do that, right? Get your vote back. But I mean, and I don't know what could happen.
Papa, what constituency you in? You ain't know what you could do yet.
I wanted to bet on the Bahamian people, but Listen, I don't underestimate the Bahamian people, but I don't know what I don't know, in other words, what I'm saying, right? I won't be on the same side of the Bahamian people because I believe the majority of us don't like bad treatment, but some of us like bad treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us like bad treatment and don't see it as that way.
Papa, you ain't answering me, though. What constituency you in?
You don't know what constituency I am?
No, what constituency you in?
The one with the name Seabreeze, Holy Cross, what they call the Nassau Village constituency.
So you in Nassau Village, Papa. Mm-hmm. Your representative is currently Jamal Strawn.
Mm-hmm.
Young fella.
What I got to do with what?
I say that to say he should be up there in the energy, you know, get things moving. I see that big blue community center y'all got there in Nassau Village.
Been around a bunch of smart people, like, or see someone who not overly educated or overly smart, but who you can't tell nothing to. If you tell him God is love, he tell you the reason why they can say
it. Oh, Lord, Papa, so you telling me Jamal in... He ain't coming down to the people, and he in Nassau Village. You got to come down to the people level.
Well, you know, I can say this. I only could talk for me, right? Like I say, I wish I could have said what these people could do, right? Because all us kind of are different. Experience is the best teacher. It ain't like he's a stranger now. We mm-hmm. know him. Huh?
Oh, Jamal, you in danger. Papa, and you're saying he ain't sure you in danger, boy.
Huh?
I telling the people you say Jamal in danger?
Well, to some people might feel that way, and some people might feel that way, but I only could tell you like what Papa say. But like I'm telling you, This New Day government, TLP, it's a strange group. I don't know if you ever see. I don't know if this is a bad example to give. What they say, like, when the cat moved, the rats take over.
Mm.
Listen to me. You see these people over here? I don't know if they the rejects or the misfits or whatsoever, right? But I hear the...
Papa, you call the people rejects?
Say it again?
You call the people rejects and misfits?
Well, not reject, because some of them, that's their first opportunity. But listen, okay. You remember the example what our prime minister gave the other day. He was trying to get a nomination to be a member of parliament before, and he was talking to Sir Lyndon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like he get the round the mulberry bush, like the run around. And then he mentioned, see Sir Lyndon say, "Didn't tell you? Didn't tell you?" Say, that's a saying what he used to say. No, didn't tell me. Say Perry and Ingram say they want you to stay in the love. Listen to me. Experience is the best teacher. Maybe it's some reason why they... Because, I mean, and then you got to keep this in mind. A lot of people do things for people so you could have a good impression about them. They don't really do it from their heart. I mean, you should be thankful. If somebody be a Hanout queen or a Hanout king and give you a lot of Hanout, thank God for it. But, I mean, how long do we keep doing that? It's all about the hand ups. And like mm-hmm. I said, but my PLP party, and looking at me, I ain't trying to get no one to attack me, because I wish y'all would just say what y'all have to say. You all feel good about the party, and the party doing good. Don't no one attack Papa, or mm-hmm. Papa this, or Papa. Get out of here. Stop being foolish. All right? Stop the color thing. All are supposed to be one.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? All are supposed to be one. And this party now, it seems like, what the word is would they use? Deception? Like a barrage, or like when something ain't real, something is
strange. It's an illusion.
And you get these people who might be getting straight or whatsoever, just don't care.
They put
others.
On a facade.
Yeah, some who don't care about others, they wait, they're playing this game when people so pissed off and mad and can't wait. They can't, no, baby, sweetie, I'm sorry, Miss Gabby.
I got you.
I can't tell you that, sweetie. I can't tell you what I could do when I get in that box.
All right, Papa.
But I could tell you some good PLP people them out there, and I think they will be returned. People like Glennis and Martin and others. But I wish I could have bet on the Bahamian people. I mean, I thought we don't like bad treatment. We could be PLPs in FNM, but if our party is we a part of the FNM and they deserve to lose and we still vote for them, then let it be so.
All right, Papa. Thank you so much for your call today. Papa, you sure what he doing with you, Jamal? Jamal Strawn, Papa say you in danger, boy. Caller, please call back. We apologize for the wait. We want to get all of your calls in, but let me get some of these texts in before we go to the news. And this texter says, good afternoon. My question is, what happens to the monies that is given to the MPs for the constituency? Does it stay in their account or return to the government? You really don't see some of them and their headquarters are closed. The speaker had nothing to do with the paving of the road in the South. This is what the text is saying. That was always on the books to be done. We have quite a number of texts in. This text says, "Hi, Gabby. I'm disappointed in Baca's role. Member for South Beach. There is an eyesore jitney stand on C-Link Avenue where I've asked him to address. I've lived on this street for 8 years, and that jitney stand has never had any repairs done. Suck my teeth." Bacchus, you look like you're backing up the wrong tree, sir. The people said there is work to be done in these constituencies. Get to work. Especially, I don't get is members of parliament are not cabinet ministers, so they don't have a lot of, some of them are obviously board chairmen, but they don't have an astronomical amount of things going on. You could be all, and even if you are a cabinet minister, you could be all the minister in the world. You're not going to be that unless the people send you to the House, because the government has 3 appointments through the Senate. So only 3 of you could manage to go through without being elected by constituents. Get the work of the people done. This text says, "Will return Fred Mitchell, A+, always there for the community." That person is texting in from Fox Hill. This next text says, "We must be realistic as the world is changing. Like it or not, most MPs are doing a fair job in assisting their constituents and handling business on the ground. Truth is, Bohemians are far too reliant on these reps and need to on some of their responsibilities themselves." I believe that's need to take on some of their responsibilities themselves. Hearing a resident say that they're not voting for their MP because he couldn't fix their roof is wild. This text to say the MP is not responsible for fixing your roof, sweetie. They respond that is not their job. What is the job of a member of parliament? Do we know? Do the members of parliament know what their jobs are? By the way, I'm voting my MPs back in Seabreeze, Elizabeth and Yamacraw. So that's Leslie Bryce, that's JoBeth Colby-Davis, and that's Yamacraw Zine Lightburn. Caller, we want to get you in before the news. Are you sending your member of parliament back to office?
Hello?
You're live on Guardian Today. I'm good. How are you?
I sent in my member of parliament back to Freeport.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Talk to Doolittle has to go out of Tall Pines. He has done nothing in Tall Pines. I think he brought us some nursing home shoes, bedroom slippers for Mother's Day or Father's Day. That was it. Dr. Doolittle has to go.
Dr. Davil, that's Dr. Michael Davil, who is Michael also Davil. The Minister of Health. So you are saying that you are, he got to go. Pack it up.
He's got to go because 2 things. Number one, it was Tall Pines, but the hospital has been in a certain condition. If you go there, certain bathrooms and stuff like that, 4 years, I'm telling you 4 years, have not been fixed.
Wow.
Something is completely wrong.
And you know, the AC in there still ain't working. I promise every time I come in here, I can remind y'all and tell y'all get it done. They said they was waiting on a part. I didn't count down the time. 6 weeks, then come and gone. It's a new 6 set of weeks again. And the air conditioning accident and emergency is still not working. And on numerous wards, including female medical 1, lots of the wards, persons are complaining. My God, you go in there for any type of recovery, go. Only God can bring you through it.
Well, let me tell you, they said that they're a new day and that they have a good plan for this country. I'll tell you what, if they had a good plan, why are they trying to build a new hospital when they can't even fix the one that we have here now? And believe me, we need another hospital. But I feel bad for the Outer Island, the people on the Outer Island. I just want to say this one thing before I go, Gabby. Many of the PLPs will be gone. Many of them will be gone. Most of them will be gone. I know for sure and Michael Pintard under his strict leadership, that this country will be better off. God bless.
Thank you so much, caller. Listen, I'm going to get text us. I see you. I see you. The text lines are lit up. We will get back to these text messages after the break. We're going to break for news, but this has been 96.9 FM Guardian Radio today, and we're talking about, will you return your member of parliament back to office? 4 years in, an election is imminent. Is the PLP going to reign supreme and break the streak of 30 years later, a two-peat second term, or will the same wave that brought them in take them back out? We'll be right back after news.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
FM Guardian Radio today. And if you are just tuning in to the program, we're talking about, will you return your member of parliament back to office? The PLP is on the heels of celebrating its fourth year in office, which means an election is imminent. I do not presume that they will go beyond the budget cycle, which is scheduled around May. I don't think they're going to lay another budget before the House. So I do presume that we will be having an election before May ends 2026, which means we are less than 365 days away. And as you can see, the political season is heating up with both major parties as well as the third parties to ratify candidates, get their messages out there. And today we're asking you, the listeners of Guardian Radio, the residents, the constituents, Bahamians, has your member of parliament done enough? Or are you looking seriously at one of the representatives that the Free National Movement has presented, or any of the third parties? Is there someone else that you feel like will represent the interests of you as a Bahamian in Parliament? So the lines are open. The lines to call is 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from our family islands, 242-300-5720. And our text lines, which are loaded up, and I promise I'm going to get through these texts before the show is ended, is 422-4796. We really, really appreciate you being a part of the conversation on Guardian today. So this texter says, good afternoon. I am not voting for Zane Lightbourne. I'm voting for Ellsworth Johnson. He's the best man for Yamacraw. This PLP government has to go. Brave Davis gotta go. We need change. We need a better economy. Carla, what say you?
I'm calling from the great constituency of Carmichael.
In the House. Now listen, all the reports I get from y'all is terrible. Y'all say y'all selling Keith Bell home. Is it true, ma'am? You selling Keith Bell home? Oh my gosh.
We're packing him up and sending him home on an early retirement.
You sending him home, but who you replacing him with? Because I hear everybody saying their MP, a lot of you are saying your MP gotta go, your MP gotta go, but who are you sending there?
My candidate that is coming to Michael is Alventia Kamalafi, baby.
Kamalafi. So she said,
yes, ma'am.
Keith Bell, you're gone, and she replacing you with Kamalafi.
She has boots on the ground.
Boots on the ground.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow.
Keith Bell has to go to Carmichael. I've been here for 19 years. And King Bell's been in here for 4 years, and he haven't done nothing.
Nothing. What are some of the issues, the challenges that Carmichael residents are facing?
The park.
The park? No, man. The park is a simple fix.
Ma'am, Flamingo Park is in a horrible state. Oh. Bel Air Park been in a horrible state from that time.
Jesus.
And Mermaid Owen is in a horrible state also. I have two great-grandchildren, and every time they ask to go to the park, you know where I have to take them?
Where
off of Glaston Road Park, the park in Victoria Garden.
Wow. Man, come on, man.
I drive down to Park Beach to take my two grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
And it's horrible. I live between two parks, Bel Air Park and Flamingo Park.
Mm.
And King Bell has done nothing for those parks.
Wow.
The weed in Flamingo Park is up to my ankle.
Man, I need you to go get the picture and post the picture because guess what? They can say, that woman ain't know what she talking about. She's not telling the truth. The truth is not in her. I need you to get that picture and post that picture. I need you to post that picture because I need to make sure that you are telling the truth.
Okay, ma'am. I'll do that for you as soon as I can send my baby sleep.
Thank you so much, Carla. I appreciate
not
it.
Only that, on the main Carmichael Road, the bush out on the main Carmichael Road is unbelievable.
Wow.
Okay, Bill. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Keith Bell, the caller, said she is packing you up and trading you in for Miss Orinthia Kumalafe in Carmichael. Pack your bags, you're gone. Caller, okay, we lost that caller. Let me get some more of your text messages in. It says, Lord, why are you calling all my government name on here? Good afternoon, Mistress Aeneas. They wouldn't return Christ who came to die for them. I'm from South. I'm an FNM, but Mr. Rule has done a great job. Most definitely, I won't vote for Mr. Henfield. Just like the last election, I was busy on that day. Lord, so this sounds like FNM who didn't vote last election, and they don't plan on voting again. Why y'all trying to text spam to this phone? Please, we don't click links here. Don't text this phone with no spam. This text tester says, Montel Heights has a severe issue with old derelict vehicles in the road and on the sidewalks with trash that's being removed by the MP cleanup contractor. The problem is the government isn't taking the issue serious. My member of parliament can do much more within the community. Time for a new... So this person is in Anglesen and is saying that Glennis Hannah Martin, you've been there for a long, long time. And they feel like it's time to trade you in for a newer model. Carla, welcome to Guardian Radio today.
Well, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
As the COI candidate, full disclosure for St. Anne's or Montague, whatever they want to call it in the future.
Good afternoon.
I have to ask the nation a question. We've had 52 years. We've had two political parties. And if they wanted you to have something different, you would have had it by now. The United Arab Emirates, Qatar, Doha, and all their cities were built in less time than we've been independent. People will say they have oil. Well, the Bahamas has oil, but we don't even need to touch it. We're so rich. We also have natural gas. And we have a plethora of natural resources, strategic location in the hemisphere. We've actually let the newest hemisphere, the newest city in the hemisphere, Grand Bahama, Freeport, rot. Why would we not do anything with that city in 52 years? Mm. Story of the talents in the Bible, I guess. We're saving it. That could have been a strategic hub for DHL, FedEx, by simply connecting the shipping port with the boats to the airport. Why have we not built one new city in 700 islands in 52 years? Forget hospital. And I don't mean a city like New York. I mean a single-story city like we have here in Nassau. What did we build here? We had a bunch of people come here and build some big buildings, and we've had some cruise ships come, and we've given away certain serious concessions. Let me explain something, how grossly it is. A tourist can come here. They can walk into a jewelry store downtown and buy a nice high-end watch for $10,000. You today want to go buy that watch? You got to pay $11,000. How come they get VAT and duty-free shopping? And you, well, if you vote wrong, you may go from 10 to 12% on some healthy organic food.
Wow.
You see any problems? Because I could go on for the next hour.
I know you can, but we got a lot of texters in.
Yeah, well, so tell the texters, tell
and
me.
And call us.
Hey, tell the texters to tell you if they're going to vote for 10%, 12%, or 0% VAT.
So and that's what you that's we're saying that you're offering. The Bahamian people,
0%. Well, no,
people,
they're going to say where's 0%. The money coming from, right? Well, if you don't know where the money's coming from, you're not the right person to lead me or any other person listening to this radio. You have a great day.
Thank you so much, Graham. Caller, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Yes, good day. How you doing, ma'am? I'm great as well. Good day to all your listening audience and everyone in your studio. I want to shed some light on the Member of Parliament for Nassau Village.
Nassau Village strong.
Right. I think that, you know, the young man had an opportunity to shine. But I think, like, sometimes power gets to some people, you know.
Ooh.
And whilst he might think that he is, you know, the best thing that happened in Nassau Village, he is actually the worst.
Oh, wow.
You know, he's a young man. When persons are referred to him, he would ask them to come back and come back. And it's annoy him just for people to come back and see him.
Mm.
You know, he refuses
his chest pumped out.
Yes. You know, he refused the responsibilities in the community. And he really thinks, like, the people in the community, they, like, he is the leader of them, servant. And he don't act that way. And I just really can't wait to, you know, see him go off in the sunset, you know.
Oh, you're voting.
I'm supporting the Free National Movement. Who's never the Free National Movement?
The Free National Movement ratified a candidate for Nassau Village, but you would be supporting whomever they send to Nassau Village.
Yes, yes. I feel like the leadership of the Free National Movement and his crew, his leadership team, is an excellent team for this country, and that's who I'll be supporting. And I just want to go. You know, persons, third parties and independents, they normally pop up.
Mm-hmm.
So to my Bahamian people, if you're satisfied with what is happening with this New Day government, any vote what is outside voting for the PLP is a vote for the PLP. Let me repeat that. Any vote outside of voting for the FNM is a vote for the PLP.
Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, caller. Listen, Jamaz, caller say you're gone. You are out of Nassau Village. You've become too arrogant, cocky. I mean, you came in there humble. Say it ain't so much. Say it. Papa was beating around the bush for a little while, but he wouldn't tell me why he can't return his member of Parliament, Jamaz Sean, as a PLP back to office. But we want to get to some more of these texts. It says, hi, Gabby. The PLP trolls trying to confuse people about the FNM in Freetown. One thing we sure about is we are voting for Lincoln Deal. I will be there tomorrow at Bastion Yard with Mr. Deal and the leader. Our boots are on the ground, but they could be somewhere else when we kick whatless weed. Oh, Jesus. Out the house. Listen. That is sound like a little advertisement text I let you there. But you know, you could call 302-2300 and sponsor a show. And we could definitely have some of these FNM candidates on when you're ready to sit down and talk with Guardian. The number to call is 302-2300. Caller, are you retaining your member of parliament or are you kicking them to the curve?
Wait.
I can say something, and then you can know exactly where I got. I telling you right now. I mean, the one before that, the one we talking about the F&M and this, that, and the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I see why or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Let me show you something. The 52 years. 52 years.
Mm-hmm.
Two parties.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where come on.
So what constituency you're in, first caller? We want to establish some things. What constituency are you in?
Well, Bamboo Town.
You're in Bamboo Town. Who's the COI candidate for Bamboo Town?
Well, anyone they say.
So they've not ratified a candidate for Bamboo Town as yet?
I think it's Maria Dachson, I think.
You think?
I know.
You got to be sure, because if you're trying to tell us now, because we have a lot of persons that have been complaining about the representation that they've been getting in Bamboo Town. We've had a mixed bag of reviews. Most of them leaned to the side. We have a heap of text messages now that say they're not returning. Patricia DeBoe trying to get us to support the COI, these persons in Bamboo Town. You got to tell us who you plan on supporting.
Well, I didn't tell you, COI or not.
But who's the candidate?
Maria Dachson.
Okay, Maria Dachson. So you're supporting Maria Dachson in Bamboo Town? Okay,
yeah,
okay, okay.
Yeah, until, see, I don't understand, excuse me. I don't understand. Right? The country is on the brink. After this election, but I ain't voting no more. I see the government. That's it for me, because I hate to call the Bahamian people the S word, but something like that.
If wow.
The country is in the way it is. And that's what you're getting. Vote a dog. Vote for a dog.
Well, thank you so much for your input. Caller, COO Maria Dachson. Caller, you're live on video today. Are you returning your member of parliament, or are you sending them packing?
I'm gonna bring a new member of parliament for the Kalani constituency.
Oh Lord. This is the one I was waiting on. Ain't nobody called me and talked with Kalani. Kalani, one of the hottest contested seats. Who you bringing? Your member of parliament is currently Dr. Hubert Alexander.
Yeah, Minutes.
Minutes
gone. Minutes time finished. Minutes and been there 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He don't need to run again. He just need to bow out. You know what I mean? He just holding ceilings because the F&M roll him out. But he needs to just go. So
Mr. Kalani resident, who are you voting for? You said you don't want Dr. Minutes back. Who are you voting for?
A strong woman with a lot of heart.
Nah, they got me specific.
Me and all of my family and friends voting for Verona MacGyver.
Dr. MacGyver, COI.
Yes.
So you are going third party in Kalani. Kalani, I won't hear from y'all, man. Don't let the show end and I don't hear from y'all. Kalani, you're in third party and they can surprise y'all with Dr. MacGyver.
Absolutely. They could get a rude awakening and watch it.
Thank you so much for your input, caller. Listen, the text lines are lit. They say my F in Yamacraw. Jesus, they say the L to the no, not a chance. You are A+ for your topic. A lot of talk show hosts will not have this topic because they are afraid. We all only got one vote. The results is the results. It is what it is. And listen, it's nothing when you can hear it from the horse's mouth. That's why I'm giving you, the listeners of Guardian, an opportunity to voice. Hear you calling in. Don't wait till they show up at your door. Let them hear you advocating for them to come. This next texter says, good day, Lady Gabby. The police have failed the Bahamian people greatly, and organic Bahamians are tired of suffering to survive. We need change in government for those who will stand for the people and country. Yes, we can, Bahamas. Okay, from Grand Bahama, listening today. See la. Thank you, Grand Bahama. Grand Bahama, listen, we want to hear, are you returning those men to office? You have a lot of Free National Movement representatives historically have. Are you returning them back to office? We want to hear from you some more. From Fox Hill and not voting for Fred Mitchell. Fred Mitchell, that texter says, we are sending you home once again. This texter was very long-winded. This texter says, as a PLP, it's really hard to vote for Prime Minister Philip Davis and the PLP again. The cafeteria at Princess Margaret Hospital is still not in operation. I can attest to that. They are bringing the food, cooked food for the patient from the University of the Bahamas. What a shame. What a big disgrace. Dr. Doolittle, this next episode says, Fred Mitchell and Brave Davis is dependent on the new block of voters. They are dependent on the new block, the Haitian voters. They know Bohemian people already made their minds up and can't wait to kick their backside. That is coming in from your text line. The text lines, I promise I could get these in. This one says, with no crisis, our natural disasters is the PLP. Say it ain't so, Texter. Say it ain't so. I don't even know who my MP is, but I will say this. With no, this PLP government must go. We want change. Listen, caller, I see you on the line. We're going to get back to you right after the break. You are listening, tuned in to Guardian Radio today with your illustrious. We'll be right back after this quick break.
When it comes to hearts, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. Works and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy channels and streaming apps all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Don't settle for ordinary when you can have the Farmhouse King, only at Burger King Nassau.
It's back!
Mm-hmm. Sink your teeth into 100% flame-grilled beef, stacked with crisp bacon, melty American cheese, crispy onions, a fried egg, and the bold sauce that adds the perfect kick for a flavor sensation fit for a king. Grab the Farmhouse King as a combo with fries and a drink, or go all in with the Farmhouse King's Feast. It's bigger, it's better, and it's only at Burger King Nassau.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
FM, Guardian Radio today. If you are just tuning in, you are in the company of myself, the wonderful Gabrielle A. McKenzie-Enius, but you can call me Gabby. I am talking about, will you be sending your member of parliament back to office, or will they have to park that nice, comfortable government car and go back to being an average citizen standing on that TSA line with the rest of us? Are you taking back them diplomatic passports, or is your member of parliament doing sufficient work in your constituency? The phone lines are lit up. The text lines are lit up. Caller, you are on the air. What say you?
Good day.
Good afternoon.
Miss, the country in so much trouble with these illegal immigrants. You go in all the food stores, you go in all the gas stations, only foreigners working. And they say Bohemian people don't want work. Bohemian people want to work, but you're not going to work for that cheap labor. And this is what the government got to understand. Don't mind these people. These people are here for the cheaper labor. Fred Mitchell and Mr. Davis have to go.
Caller, what constituency are you in?
And I'm from Fox Hill.
Fox Hill, oh, wow. Thank you so
much. Mr. Mitchell has to go. There's too much illegal Asians here. Too much.
Wow. Thank you so much for calling in. Fred Mitchell, Fox Hill, they say you have to go. Going to get in some of these texts. The texter says, good afternoon. Jay Quasi Thompson, Member of Parliament for East Grand Bahama, will be returning to the House of Assembly. And why will he be returning? Because thousands of constituents, along with myself, will be voting for him. That text is coming in from Grand Bahama. Shout out to all my Grand Bahamians listening, locked and loaded into 96.9 FM Guardian Radio today. And this next text says, the real question isn't whether Bahamians will be returning MPs to the House, but whether we will keep accepting nothingness or absent leadership, reactive or absent leadership. For over 50 years, the system has failed us. Education in crisis, crime unchecked, limited opportunities, and rising misery index. The real demand must be, when will we insist on transformation, a total turning over of leadership, and governance that truly uplifts Bahamians' quality of life. Welcome to Guardian Radio today. Will you be returning your member of parliament, or are they packing that government car up and going home? Caller?
Hey, good day, ma'am. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. You know what I learned about this game called politics?
What did you learn?
We could call your talk show. We could say, oh, we want the PLP gone. We don't want the F for them. We want the F. They want the F. Not we, but they want the F for them. They want the COI, right?
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, Ms. Lady.
Yes, sir.
When those polls are closed, 6 o'clock, then we know who want who.
Mm-hmm.
But we can give our opinion.
That's why you give your one vote.
Let me say this to you. And I want everyone who called in your talk show and text it. You only have
one vote.
You need people, you know, I should be in a talk show. I told this to Howard one time. When people call you, but Bahamians fed up. Listen, your people who texting and calling these talk shows, speak for yourself or for your family in a good way. Because when you say Bahamians, you trying to compare or put in a comparison that people in this country are suffering. People in this country are not suffering. And I can say this to you.
People in this country are not suffering, caller?
No, ma'am.
People in this country are not suffering?
What do you call suffering? Give me
people in this country are not suffering
give me a hypothetical definition of suffering in this country.
We don't have to give you a hypothetical definition. When you have persons who cannot afford to find somewhere to live, we have persons that were just put out of the Ponciana Inn the other day with nowhere to go. Bahamian persons, mothers, fathers, daughters struggling to pay rent when the average cost right now for a one bedroom is $1,200 and you are making $260 a week. That is before national insurance deduction comes out. And you're trying to tell me that persons in this country are not struggling to meet ends meet with the cost of living continuously rising.
Mom, you can speak for yourself.
The data is showing that persons in this country
with the greatest
are struggling.
You don't get me wrong, you know. I am saying people like to say Bahamians are suffering. All right? Yeah, things are hard with some people. I support the Progressive Liberal Party. Let's get it straight, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Things are hard with some people. Understand that. I respect that. And I know things are hard with some people. But, Mom, we live in a country where we can open up our eyes and where we can give God thanks. Do you travel?
I do.
Do you travel?
I do.
How much of your taxes and college is travel? And I ain't talking about Miami and Fort Lauderdale and Palm Beach. I talk about
many Bahamians can't afford it.
Oh, watch this. Our brothers and sisters, when we say the South, I'm not just in particular talking about Haiti in particular, but down in those areas, though in Jamaica. Mom, come on, man. We are so privileged.
Caller,
it doesn't matter who the government is. We are privileged, Mom. Today, tomorrow, if someone on the side of the road, they could go to somebody and get something to eat. For calling your talk show and text and say, people suffering, they hungry.
Caller, what constituency are you in?
I am in Tallpines. I'm in Killarney.
You in Tallpines or you in Killarney?
No, I moved out of Tallpines. I'm in Killarney.
Have you transferred your voter registration since you've moved?
Killarney.
So prior to that, you were in Tallpines?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so have you been residing in Killarney for more than 3 months now?
I've been residing in Killarney over 3 years.
Over 3 years. So have you transferred your voter registration then to Killarney?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then. So, will you be returning Dr. Hubert Minister office, or who will you, or will you be voting for someone else?
Well, the only way I vote for Dr. Hubert Minister, my mother who passed away in 2008, my daddy too passed away in 2010, then Grand Bahama Memorial Park, and then we vote for him.
Okay, then. So you'll obviously be voting for the Progressive Liberal Party,
of
as
course.
You stated. Thank you.
Ma'am,
thank
I
you so much for your call.
In BLP. It doesn't matter what your call is or Texas.
Thank you so much for your call. We appreciate it. But respectfully, to say that persons are not going through it in this country, when I've spent 3 weeks going up consecutively and looking at the struggles of persons there even laying in those hospital beds. So yes, persons can only speak for themselves. But that is why we are asking individuals with the one vote that you have in the constituency that you reside in, will you be returning that member of parliament to represent you, not only you, but all of us, and make decisions on behalf of the wider Bohemian populace? But the struggle that persons are going through right now, because you may be cushed or getting whatever benefits it is you're getting. Caller, you're live on the air. Guardian Radio today.
Hello?
Hi, you're live.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. How are you?
Oh, well, my phone soon go off because I've been holding off a little while. But I can tell you one thing. With the South, okay? And that's South Beach State, west across from C.V. Behu. Don't let these mosquitoes down here, because there'll be a swing vote. Send the fogging people down here, please.
Oh, and Lord, that's Barkus? That's Barkus? You in the South?
Yeah.
Barkus, the lady said mosquito killing them down in South Beach. Get it right.
What?
So mosquitoes killing y'all down there?
Yeah, man, we got all these canals. You got them. And let me tell you something here, and it's bad down here. And you know how the South Beach go, honey.
Mm-hmm.
They focus on the government.
Don't they say the wave to the South. They said the wave starts in the South.
Listen here. Don't let this mosquito cause no swing vote down here, please.
So who are you voting for, ma'am? Who are you voting for?
Look here. The mosquito is going to decide this time.
Thank you so much for your call, Barkus. The woman said, if you don't go fog down there, the mosquitoes are going to vote for her. This Texas says, good afternoon. Great topic. I just saw my MP 3 months after almost 4 years. I never saw them one before. That was Marathon. It says, to the caller, we are in a struggle. A lot of persons still trying to make ends meet. Not sure what he is talking about. Caller, the people say, they out here struggling. You speak for yourself. One vote is all we have. It is worth 100 million. Respects to you. You are the voice of the people, and they do not want us on radio. That caller ID, a sellout, open lines, let him go. What a caller. I see, we can agree to disagree. Everyone is going to have an opinion, and that's why Guardian Radio airways were opened up in 1992, so that you, me, the Bahamian people, can get our voices out there. Let it be heard. Let it be known. So it's okay. The caller can have his opinion, but I want him to know that his opinion is not the fact of what Bahamians are dealing with. Caller, you are on the air. Will you be returning your member of parliament back to office?
I sure will.
Oh, wow. You said that with certainty. Who is your member of parliament, my dear?
My member of parliament is the Honorable Zane Enrico Lightborn of Yamacore.
Zane Lightborn. And it's so funny you say that, because I just opened one text with his name at the top. So I want to read that right after.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not being biased because I'm a part of the team, but members of parliament are only as strong as their teams, because we have to remember that they do also have ministerial duties.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be, if we see where they're falling down, we have to be their backbones. We have to get out there. We have to attend branch meetings, attend the community events, and contribute. And he has a strong team behind him, and his team is going to make sure that the work is done.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate it. Listen, This caller said Zine is in office. This text says, the Honorable Zine Lightburn is the kind of MP Yamakura deserves. Present, passionate, and committed, real progress. He doesn't just talk, he delivers. And his leadership continues to rise and standard for what representation should look like. And Leslie Garland, constituent. Oh, this person put their name on it. So that is from your constituent, Miss Garland. Seeing she said she's returned to office in there. I want to get another text in before we go back to the phone lines. It says, the PLP listens to no one, not even government agencies. Let that resonate. These guys are outlaws. They called the Auditor General report garbage and produced the PLP report. These ain't no rigged stories. They got to go. Okay. Lots and lots of texts. We got to get as much of you in. So, caller, go ahead. You're live on Guardian Radio today. Will you be returning your member of parliament back to office?
No. If Sir Lyndon Finland, Marlo Butler, all those great people come back, they'll be disappointed in the FNM and PLP, the way they help this country. It's all about them grabbing for themselves. Ain't what they had on working. Look at these bad roads. Look at the hospital being closed now almost, 6-7 years. You go tell these family islands, nothing works. Nothing works when government put their hand on it. And y'all want to vote these people back in? Y'all got to be kidding me.
Caller, what constituency are you in?
I'm from Camp Road.
Camp Road, Freetown.
These people, look at crime. Everything is just out there. Keep voting these people.
So you will not be returning. You know. We ain't
miss,
back.
Yeah. Miss, it's not the government who in trouble, you know. Who keep doing bad things. It's the people. The people I'm keep putting these lousy MPs back and forward in.
Mm.
We have to stop playing with these people and make them do their work.
So what you doing, Dollar? So what you plan to do with your one vote? That's what I want to know.
Information. They haven't done that yet. Where does money go when they say the road costs $50 doing $10 million worth of road pavement? Where the money is going?
Where's the money going?
Everybody just keep jumping up and saying, oh, I can't tell you nothing. Nothing in the society of the PLP. Nobody could say nothing. Look at the other day with the woman in Long Island. Mm-hmm. How the ambulance couldn't even get, she couldn't find an ambulance, and nobody wants to say nothing. No, the doctor, him himself, supposed to jump up and say something. He has to wait for the prime minister to open his mouth.
Why so, Carla, you got about 5 seconds to let us know.
We need a debate with these people. We need debate to put these people back and forth in the parliament.
What constituency you are in, and where's your vote going in the next general
election? FNM and PLP, definitely.
You're voting third party in which in Freetown?
Yes.
Third party in Freetown.
I'd rather waste my one vote on them.
Thank you so much, Carla. Carla, which constituency are you in, and will you be returning your member of parliament back to office?
Good afternoon. I'm in Yamacraw. My minister is the Honorable Zine Lightburn, and yes, I am. He's doing an amazing
Lightburn, another yes, check ma'am. For Zine. Zine is returning back to office.
Yes, ma'am. I want him and his team to continue to do an amazing job. Let him know that, you know, we're supporting him 100% staunchly.
Thank you so much for calling in. That's Zine Lightburn returning back to office. Caller, which constituency you are in, and will you be returning your member of parliament back to office? God's best life.
Good afternoon. I'm in the Golden Isles constituency.
Golden Isles. Wow. It was quiet down there. I was trying to figure out what's going on in that southwestern corridor.
Well, Golden Isles will return back to the PLP, regardless of who the person is who's going to be running in that constituency. But I have one thing for now.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking about Long Island and Hamlin, Long Island voted for the FNM for 30-plus years, okay? At the end of the day, we need to stop this thing about we're not returning MPs, but they're forgetting one thing. We still got the same old colonialistic antiquated system that these new persons who they're speaking about, especially the third party, they have to still abide by the same constitution. They got to still swear to the king is successful in his ass. What changes? Okay? They're not speaking about changing the system. If you're changing person with the same old system, what changes? Okay? So have a nice day.
Thank you so much, Carla. Carla, you're on the air. What constituency you are representing, and will you be sending your representative back in, or are you ushering in someone new?
Yeah, like Centerville, I guess.
Centerville, wow. I haven't heard anything from there. My inner city people. Centerville, you are. Jumo. Yeah, how is Jumo doing down there? You're pleased?
Except for the rusty
water. Now, rusty water is a big thing.
Except for the rusty water, he's probably getting back in.
Except for the rusty water. So that's something he needs to work on. He still has approximately another year if they go to full term.
No good.
To work on it.
Snapping. This must be a snappy left.
This could be a snap one.
Snap.
Snap. And you ready to dip your ink back for Jumo Campbell in Centerville?
Yeah, but I ain't sure if you'll be getting back in.
Okay. Thank you so much, caller. The caller said he's voting for Jumo, but he ain't sure if his party, the party that Jumo supports, will get back in office. Caller, what constituency are you in, and will you be returning your member of parliament back to office? You're live.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on Guardian Radio today.
Yes. My MP for my constituency, who I am returning back, is Jamal Strong.
Turn your radio down. Well, I'm glad to hear some good news, because earlier in the show we had a consistent pattern of callers saying that they will not be returning Mr. Strawn back. So can you tell us why you will be voting for Mr. Strawn once more?
Well, persons were saying, you only could speak for yourself.
Yes.
I vote both FNM and PLP before.
Okay.
I just call a state of what you is or what is, what you say need to be done and what they are doing. And he's doing a very good job.
Okay.
He's doing a very good job.
Can you point to anything in your community that stands out to you in Nassau Village, the reason why that says, yes, I can give this young man another chance?
Well, he did a number of stuff. He did persons who don't have cars, even persons with cars. Nassau Village, we have a lot of flood in different areas like that. He fixed them problems really had for years. The drainage in the entrance of Nassau Village, he fixed that. The one by the park, he fixed that. The community center, he fixed that. It's the community center ain't just there. It's actually there for the community. You have persons with the paying gyms. You have a whole gym set up there which you could use. That's a facility where you, if you have things you need to do, activities with kids, computer these things, that is there for you, free of charge for you to use.
Mm. Okay, well, thank you. Thank you so much, caller, for your participation in today. Jamal Moore, she said that he cleared the drains at the entrance of Nassau Village. Caller, I don't know, the drains maybe back up again, because I frequent that area, and I went through that other day, and the drains was clogged up. So tell them go back, send them back, whoever they got to do. But we have numerous texts. This texter, who I assume was the caller, said, as a talk show host, I believe you are to speak truth and not what is trending. So I guess he's talking about me. The great United States has people suffering. No government can do anything about the high cost of living. There is no government that has done more capital projects throughout the Bahamas than the present administration. Thank you so much for your text. I implore you to have any one of your pro party, who I've been reaching out, several of their senators, to come and defend their record on what they have done or been doing here on Guardian Radio, so that our listeners and myself can speak with assurity, accuracy, and truth, factual information to present to the Bahamian people. Hopefully, we will have a J. Ann Major on Thursday, along with a representative from the Free National Movement, so that we can talk more on the cost of living, housing, and the land reform. There was the bill that was passed in the House of Assembly by this administration, but we don't know much about it. The average Bahamian is still asking, what was it? How does it benefit us? So hopefully we're able to confirm Senator on the show on Thursday, and we will also have a representative from the Free National Movement so that we can talk about this cost of living crisis. We can talk about what the Free National Movement plans are, if they are, let's talk about what the Progressive Liberal Party is currently doing. Text us before we end. This is the last few minutes of the show. I really, really want to get in more of your text. This says that, want to find my MP. He is on the Elizabeth Estates basketball court working right now. That is Yamacraw. That's Yamacraw Zine Lightborn. This person says, these Bohemian people are senseless. These MPs who they want to put back in office are the same MPs who putting taxes on us every day. Gas is still $5.56 for almost 20 years now. Hospitals still 3 days wait. Immigrants everywhere. Nassau Village are no vote. Jamal, Lord, heavy is the head that wears the crown. Good day, Mr. Lightborn cannot get back into Yamacraw. I have yet to see the gentleman. That is coming in from a texter. The texter says, good day. It baffles me to hear older persons speak hullabaloo. Like your caller who says Bohemians aren't struggling. Obviously, he's out of touch with the average Bohemian. I mean, he do live in Cable Beach. I wonder if he frequents the inner city and see what struggle is. Not everyone as fortunate to live in Cable Beach, nor get those big contracts like him. Listen, I am so sorry if I was not able to get to all of your texts. Today, they said the caller is annoying. Oh, Lord, I'm a pain, Grody. I want to, y'all, behave, please. Let's behave. He is entitled to his opinion. And that's what I love about the opening of the airwaves. We can all express how we feel and what's going on. So based on today's conversation, there are some stellar representatives from the Progressive Liberal Party that you are saying will be returned to office, one of them being in Elizabeth, being the most outstanding for the day, Miss JoBeth Colby-Davis, with the most calls and texts to come in. Her constituents are saying that JoBeth we love, Miss Beth we love. That's what the texter text me just now. Miss Beth or nothing. With honorable, who else do we have honorable mention? Because y'all give me a mixed bag for all of these constituencies. Does that mean this election is going to be that close to call? As we get closer and closer to narrowing the election, we are going to keep you posted, keep these conversations going. On Thursday, we're going to be sitting in studio with both a representative from the Progressive Liberal Party and the Free National Movement, and we're going to be talking about the cost of living. We're going to be talking about the cost of living, housing crisis, and the land reform that this administration has passed. You've been tuned in to Guardian Radio today with your illustrious host, Gabby. Thank you so much for going along with me on the journey. Z-Live is next with Shivago Lang. Have a great day, Bahamas.